The high rates of young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in Australia's criminal justice system has led to a raft of intervention measures with varying success. But a group of legal and social workers is worried the mainstream children's court process is failing a whole other population of young Maori and Pacific Islanders. In one outer Sydney suburb where many of these young people are growing up, there are mounting calls for a radical new approach. Gavin Coote prepared this report.
I was on the wrong path when I was in New Zealand. So when I came to Australia, I knew which path I had to take.
Growing up in a rough area of Auckland, Tommy Satyu reluctantly chose to leave it all behind him at the age of 21. But the move to Sydney's southwest fringe brought its own challenges.
When I got here, it was pretty much sink or swim.
Tommy Satyu is like many other Maori and Pacific Islander migrants who've made the Campbelltown area home. More than 30% of the population here was born overseas, with thousands of residents hailing from New Zealand, Samoa and Fiji. Young Australian Fijian Joseph Rutavo caught the attention of social workers as a troubled teen living in nearby Macquarie Fields.
I think the biggest thing is, for me, is that Fijian culture versus Australian culture, completely different.
He's now a leading figure in the local outreach service, Youth Off the Streets, working to keep the next generation behind him out of crime.
They're coming here with their families and they're disadvantaged from the get-go.
The rates in Campbelltown of juvenile offending are some of the highest in Sydney and consistently above the New South Wales average. Graham Blewett recently retired as the magistrate at Campbelltown Children's Court.
One of the biggest problems I found here at Campbelltown were the number of kids who were not going to school. And that, I think, was probably the biggest yawning gap in the entire process in dealing with young people here. They were got no real hope in life.
The MacArthur Legal Centre represents hundreds of children in court each year and works closely with Maori elders and social workers to provide culturally appropriate services. The centre's children's court coordinator, Laura Sutton, believes the justice system is failing to address the reasons young Maoris and other islanders are offending and all too often re-offending.
They are treated like a different category of citizen and they, you know, that does have a huge impact.
The local community wants a specialist court for Maori youth modelled on the Koori Court, which brings Indigenous offenders in front of two elders and a magistrate, who then work out a plan to help get them back on the right track. Youth worker Joseph Rutavo again.
Family and culture is everything, so you can't work with that young person without first meeting mum, dad, auntie, uncle, brother and sister, and then being able to navigate through that ocean to be able to then get to the young person who's sitting there on that boat.
Fiji-Australian Joseph Rutavo ending Gavin Coote's report.